Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. A Charles City woman arrested last year for assault and exposing herself to law enforcement has been accused of assaulting the same victim again. Charles City Police responded to a report of a domestic disturbance in the 900 block of Gilbert Street just after 6 p.m. Monday night. Their investigation resulted in the arrest of 57-year-old Monica Brown for domestic abuse assault and three counts of first-degree harassment. According to the criminal complaints, CCPD first went to the residence about 11 o'clock Saturday night after Brown and a male victim got into an altercation. Brown was accused of ripping off the man's necklace and shirt, which was found shredded and tattered on the front patio. A witness told officers Brown was the aggressor, but she agreed to separate for the night. On Monday, Brown returned and another altercation ensued. CCPD also alleges that Brown harassed the man and another victim over the course of several days by acting aggressively towards them, shouting obscenities, blaring loud music to annoy them, and throwing a glass ashtray near them in an aggressive manner. Brown is also accused of making false statements to officers about her male victim's alleged involvement in criminal activity while knowing the information was not true. In June, Brown was convicted of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness and fourth-degree criminal mischief after she was accused of forcibly entering a residence and assaulting a victim with a phone. In December of last year, Brown pleaded guilty to assault on persons in certain occupations and disorderly conduct. Those charges stemmed from her February 2023 arrest for allegedly assaulting the same male victim by throwing isopropyl alcohol in his face, then exposing herself to CCPD officers and staff at the Floyd County Jail, where she also assaulted a jailer. A North Iowa woman is facing an assault charge over a text message. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says they responded to a domestic disturbance in the 100 block of North Iowa Avenue in Nora Springs at about 12:30 Tuesday morning. Their investigation led to 27-year-old Caitlin Geilenfeld of Nora Springs being taken into custody for domestic abuse, assault causing injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Geilenfeld is accused of striking a male victim multiple times in the head and kicking him several times in the ribs. Investigators say Geilenfeld admitted to assaulting the victim while stating that she, quote, lost it over a text message on his phone. She also allegedly flipped over a glass table. A father and daughter are facing child endangerment charges in northeast Iowa. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a possible assault along Highway 3, east of Olwine, shortly after 9 o'clock Saturday night. Their investigation led to the arrest of 64-year-old Randy Johnson of Olwine for assault with intent to inflict serious injury and child endangerment, both aggravated misdemeanors. Further investigation also resulted in the arrest of his daughter, 28-year-old Brandy Johnson, also of Olwine, for child endangerment. According to the criminal complaints, the Johnsons were in a vehicle when an argument began and Randy Johnson told Brandy Johnson and a child passenger to get out of the vehicle and he left them on the side of the road. While she was exiting the vehicle, Randy allegedly began driving away, knocking Brandy to the ground. FCSO says a witness reported that during the argument in the vehicle, Brandy Johnson allegedly grabbed the steering wheel in an attempt to crash the vehicle. She was also believed to be highly intoxicated and under the influence of a controlled substance. The official dates for the New Hampton Motorcycle Rally are tomorrow and Saturday, but activities include a free outdoor movie showing of Grumpy Old Men at dusk tonight in Michelson Park. Tony Trower with Boy Scout Troop 48, the event host, says the motorcycle rally is one of their biggest fundraisers.
Prior to that, it was the Davis Rally, but the Boy Scout Troop took it over in 2017, so it's been a few years now. Generally, we spend that money on summer camp, so we take about 15 or so scouts every year to our summer camp.
Other free activities include the Detour Band tomorrow night at 7:30 and the Milk and Honey Band performing Saturday night. That'll be after the Light Parade down Main Street, which starts at 7:30. For motorcycle rally participants, entry fee is $20 and includes live entertainment, access to the vendor area, special rally-only events, and cash drawings. Camping and firewood are also available at the park through the Boy Scouts. The Comet Council has announced the King and Queen candidates for Charles City Homecoming 2024. Queen candidates are Anya Raziska, Peyton Hadley, Natalie King, Jaden Van Horn, and Emerson Bolin. King candidates include Quinn Heinebrink, Braden Ellis, Blake Haft, Jordan Ritter, and Xander Grazier. Homecoming festivities begin this Sunday when the Comets Booster Club hosts a free meal courtesy of Hy-Vee of Charles City from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Charles City. The menu includes brats, hot dogs, chips, cookies, and pop or water. There will also be games and a pep rally and bonfire starting at 7 p.m. The Comets will host Waterloo East for the homecoming football game on Friday, September 13th. This year's homecoming theme is There's Something in the Orange. Saturday on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM, KCHA. It's UNI football. The Panthers at St. Thomas. That's a noon broadcast time with kickoff at about 1 o'clock. Saturday afternoon on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. Cyclones at Iowa for the Cy-Hawk Series Showdown. Broadcast time 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.